The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore, sit down and put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and they will separate the wicked from the righteous and throw the wicked into the fiery furnace. There will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Do you understand these things? They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I preached out of this gospel on Sunday, and I think I went 40 minutes or something, so anyway. But I didn't preach this last part of it, and maybe it's worthy of us looking at that. There's this sort of ambiguous saying of the Lord at the end here. Every scribe who's been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. And now, there is a there's an interesting maybe tension in our life. I don't know, maybe the word tension, but maybe a balance that's necessary, that we be rooted deeply in the tradition in which we received. That is to say, we've been instructed on the apostolic faith, the faith that goes back to the apostles and Jesus himself, and it must remain unchanged. We do not add new books to the Bible. We do not add, at this point anyway, any new tenets to the creed. The faith is, if you will, what we call the deposit of faith, and it's fixed. That is to say, it has been given once and for all. It is said that Revelation ended with the death of the last apostle. All right, so we do not expect new revelation, new books of the Bible, and so on. Now, therefore, we're a church of great tradition. We go back 2,000 years, and the answer to many things, when the world wants us to reinvent ourselves, the answer often to this is that, look, no, we cannot do this because we've never done it, and it is not what we receive from the Lord. For example, a controversial issue is the ordination of women. And the church has answered in all throughout the centuries, but most particularly in these recent times, with these rather strong demands to ordain women, that the church is not able to ordain women. Why? Well, because Jesus chose 12 apostles who were all men, and it's the choosing of the 12 which is at the root of the priesthood. And therefore, what Jesus has given and what Jesus has done is fixed, you see. And we're not just, well, we've come to a new age, and this is what we want to do, and let's reinvent the whole thing. And no, we're a church of tradition. So it says here that every scribe who's been instructed, it's like the head of a household brings from the storeroom both the new and the old. So you can see that right now I'm asking you to meditate with me on the old. Now, that is to say, another example of what we're about to do, we take bread and wine. Well, not beer and pretzels, not cookies and milk, not, you know, so in other words, we have received from the Lord, as Paul says, "I handed unto you what I myself received," namely, that on the night before he died, at the Last Supper, the Lord took bread and said, "This is my body." He took wine and said, "This is my blood." And so we continue to do what has been given. So, where's the new? Where's the new in all of this? And I would say to you that the new is that we can talk about it at a couple of different levels. First of all, the scriptures do not change. They're always the same. You know, as I said, we don't add new books to the Bible. So, but what I have found is what the Latin fathers of the church said, that the scriptures for us are not non nova sed nove. That is to say, which means not new but newly. That is to say, these words are not new. We've heard these gospels before. But we hear them in a new way. We hear them in a new way. And that is to say, whatever, a year ago when I read the same gospel, something left off the page to me then. But now, something else. You see, a new insight, a new vision. So, if you're growing in your faith life, you see, these things which maybe remain externally very similar are not nova, sed nove. They are not new things, but they are understood newly if you're growing in your faith. If you're growing in your faith, these rituals that we have of taking bread and wine and allowing them by God's power to become the body and blood of Christ, it's not new. We do the same thing every day. But if you're growing in your faith, you see new aspects. You understand them newly. You understand them more powerfully. And so one of the things that Jesus did was he went back into the scriptures for them and showed how he fulfilled many messianic texts that had been written down for ages, and now he came to fulfill them, you see, so that they could see the scriptures in a new way. And therefore, he's constantly doing that for us, renewing us day by day, renewing our faith, new insights, new understandings, new capacities in our soul. Saint Teresa of Avila, I don't know exactly where she wrote this down, but I remember reading it, that she said she was meditating on one of the Psalms in Latin, Dilatasi cor meum Domine, O Lord, you enlarge my heart, literally is what that means from the Latin. And she said, how can I explain what the Lord does for me? Well, he fills my heart, and then when it is overflowing, he enlarges my heart. So you see, again, our heart grows larger, our mind grows sharper, and we begin to see and appreciate new things. And so for me, going through my faith life, day by day, day after day, new insights, new capacities. I can understand things that I didn't understand before. I have a better capacity to understand and to see something new in the Word of God, in the rituals that we have. So we're not meant to be a static religion in this sense. We have fixed rituals, we have fixed traditions, fixed scriptures. These things are old, and they will continue to remain with us, but to see them in new ways. Now, the only other thing I want to say about this, and I don't have much time to develop it, but something called the development of doctrine is also understood here. You know, when you plant a seed, everything, let's say it's an oak tree, an acorn, so it's going to be an oak tree, and you plant it. Now, that oak seed, I mean, that little seed, that seed, that acorn, doesn't really look like an oak tree, does it? Looks like an acorn. But everything that oak tree will become is somehow contained in that seed, isn't it? See, you wouldn't put an acorn in the ground and have it come up a pig or a cow. You know, it is what it is. And everything that tree will become is somehow contained already miraculously in that seed. And so that seed is placed in the ground, and then the shoot and the sprout, and then it begins to grow and begin to resemble a tree, and after 100 years, a mighty oak tree, right? Now, that's the way God's teaching is for us, for the church. The church received a faith, a teaching from the Lord. And over the centuries, we, because of this newness, have begun to see new insights into what the Word of God says. And this is what we mean by the development of doctrine. Not that it's some radical shift away from what was revealed, but some development of it, something that grows out of it, you see, that we see newly. And so as the church goes down through the centuries and has different experiences, we see new aspects of the Word of God. And therefore, not every teaching, not every dogmatic teaching was in place in the 3rd century, say. It may have taken another 150, 200 years for certain things to come into place. But in the end, you see, the Lord will reveal to the church everything. So, again, every scribe who's been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. Do not forsake what is old. Our modern age is Some theologians have said there's a hermeneutic of suspicion and discontinuity with the past. Well, in the old days, they were this or they were that. We've grown of age. We're somehow better than they are. And we just reject what was handed on by our ancestors. We just throw it away. What a terrible thing to do. You see, wisdom is meant to grow in the human family. So again, we accept and we respect that which is old. And yet we allow the newness of that great tradition to constantly be springing up in us. New insights, new understandings, both as individuals and as a church. We expect to see new things from God, based and rooted with a continuity in what He's already given us. So what a beautiful and powerful thing it is to meditate on this as a church, so deeply rooted in tradition, but always, always, by God's grace, new. Amen.